Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we're here with a new session in our study, The Power of Eight. And this week, it's week 11, and we're glad that you're with us because it is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. The next 4 weeks, we're going to look at some really practical applications of the gospel of Jesus Christ, what his death, burial, and resurrection really means to us. And today and next week, we're going to look at the who. Mm-hmm. What has the gospel made us? What has it taken us from? And where are we now as far as our identity is concerned? So we're talking about our identity in Christ. And then the 2 weeks following that, the how. Mm-hmm. So we've got a brand new identity. Well, how are we supposed to live as children of God? Yeah. And so we're going to talk about law and grace. So this is an exciting four-week stretch as far as the gospel of Jesus Christ and how it impacts our day-to-day life. So let's just dive in. We're going to talk about the who this week. Who are we? Well, I want to start with who we were. And I think that's important because that's going to give context to who we are now as far as believers in Christ Jesus. So starting in Romans 5:19, Paul really lays out who we are, who we were before we came to know Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. For as by the one man's disobedience, and Paul is talking about Adam there, right, and his disobedience to God saying to him, do not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, he ate anyway.
Yes.
And because he ate, here's the result. It says, by one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. So by the one man's obedience, and that's Jesus, the many will be made righteous. So when Adam and Eve sinned, something happened to all of humanity. Yes. It changed our identity, and it really made identity an issue. Since the garden, people have been asking that age-old question, who am I? That's the first question we ask about ourselves when we really start to figure out that, hey, we're human beings, but who are we? That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
And the world offers up many ways to identify ourselves through our professions. There are folks that will answer the question, who are you? Well, I'm a businessman. I'm a pro athlete. I'm an artist. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. So they identify themselves through their profession. It may be a role that you play. I'm a politician. I'm a father. I'm a mother. Those are all things that we use to identify ourselves. But if we want to get a real perspective on who we are, we have to go to the Word of God and see what God says about us.
Yeah.
So the first thing he says about all of humanity is this, that we're sinners. So that was our identity before coming to know Christ Jesus. We were made sinners through that one act of disobedience in the garden. That's affected all people. So we come into this world labeled sinner.
Yeah.
That's our identity. Why was that our identity? Because we had hearts of unbelief. We were unbelievers. And out of that core heart, sin emanated from us. We manifested the works of sin out there in the world. And we see it. We
sure.
see it every day. You look back on your life, you saw it. You can see it very clearly that what you did was a result of who you were. You were a sinner. So that was your identity before knowing Christ. So when God the Father looks down on this world, he sees two types of people, sinners and children of God.
Yeah.
Those are the only two. Now, we subdivide, but from God's perspective, he just sees two types of people, those who are lost, dead in sin, and those who are saved and fully alive in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So we once were sinners by nature.
Right.
That's who we were. Now, that's not a bad thing when you understand the very mission of Jesus Christ. So we see in 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul is kind of telling his story, where he was before he knew Christ, what happened when he met Christ, and what that has meant for him after meeting Christ. So he's telling his story in writing to his young son in the faith, Timothy, And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, he says this, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." So if you think you're the worst sinner on the planet, Paul already occupied that spot.
Yeah.
So you may be second, you may be third, but Paul said he's already occupied that spot. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. So we have to first identify ourselves as God did before we came to know Christ. Mm-hmm. We have to come to the point and say we're sinners. When we do that, when we identify ourselves as sinners, then the mission of Christ makes sense. Him being our Savior makes sense. Why? Because he came into the world to save sinners. We see in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Well, what are sinners? They're lost people. They don't know their way. They have wandered away. They've gone astray. They're lost. That's what you and I were, sinners, lost. Well, again, that's good news for us. Why? Because the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Yes.
So Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He came to seek and to save the lost. So God, when he looked down and he saw these sinners, he said, "I'm sending Jesus." Now, he did that before the world was even created.
Yeah.
He did that before we even appeared on planet Earth. Christ was already foreknown as to what his purpose and mission was going to be at the right time. Why? Because God knew that we were going to fall into sin, that Satan was going to trap us, was going to lure us to that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam and Eve. And he was going to make it so that it looked enticing to them and they were going to eat. And so all of mankind, all of humanity was going to fall and sinner was going to become their identity.
Yeah.
So in the very foreknowledge of God, he said to Jesus, the Son, "At a point in time, you're going to inhabit a body that I'm going to prepare for you, and you're going to go into the world to save sinners. You're going to go into the world to seek and to save the lost." Now, we see one last passage on this, but God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners. Now, the fact that we were sinners didn't change God's disposition toward his creation, toward the pinnacle of his creation, you and me.
Yeah.
He's always loved us, and he demonstrated that love for us, and that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So how does Jesus save sinners? Through his death. How does he seek and save the lost? Through his death, burial, and resurrection. So that's what we once were. We were sinners.
Yes.
But there's good news coming, folks, so hang on.
Stay tuned. Yes, indeed. It's the Power of Eight on Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're here. And, Bob, you know our regular listeners are exposed every day to what you have very aptly described as the core issues of our faith as contained in the New Covenant. But beyond the daily broadcast, we have a very special event on the calendar in early September that's going to bring it all together. And Bob and I and our staff are looking forward to seeing many of you, our friends, there. Bob, tell us more about it.
Well, it's the Simply Grace Conference. It's September 6th and 7th right here in Lewisville, Texas. Lewisville is just a suburb northwest of Dallas. It's easy to get into Dallas flying. We have some hotels set up for you if you want to come in for this. And we encourage you to do so. It's a great opportunity to have some real fellowship with like-minded believers.
Yeah.
And to really grow in the grace of God. It's all by grace through faith in Jesus. If that's the way we're saved, if that's how we live, then I think it's a good investment for all of us to spend some time finding out exactly what that means and what that looks like, mm-hmm. and to be encouraged by the Word of God and by the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So come join us for this great event, September 6th and 7th. The venue that we have is fantastic, great restaurants around there. It's just going to be a beautiful time as we gather together around the person and work of Jesus Christ and just experience the lavishness of His grace.
You can get all the information, including registration, when you visit basicgospel.net/events. And as Bob said, we want to see many, many of you and have interaction and share Jesus together at the Simply Grace Conference. Again, get all the information at basicgospel.net/events.
Well, thanks, Bob. So we're talking about the who and the how of the Christian life. Who are we as believers in Christ, and how do we live? And that's going to be what we talk about over the next 4 weeks. And we're talking about the who. What is our identity? And in the first part of this broadcast, we've talked about what we once were. We were sinners by nature, and we had unbelieving hearts. Yeah. And that's why God sent His Spirit out into the world to convict the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Mm-hmm. Concerning sin, because we do not believe in Jesus. So we had unbelieving hearts, and because they were unbelieving hearts, they searched elsewhere for meaning and purpose to life, and that's missing the mark.
Yeah.
That's what makes us sinners. We're looking everywhere other than God Himself for life, for meaning and purpose, for some sense of identity. And when we come to Christ, something happens to us. So you once were, and now you were, as Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6, and such were some of you, you were sinners. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So sin entered the world. That made us all sinners by nature. Mm-hmm. And so God had to do something on our behalf. And this is what He had to do. He had to wash us clean. He had to set us apart. He had to justify us, declare us righteous in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And that's exactly what He's done through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So when you come to Christ by faith, when that love of God draws you, a sinner, unto the grace of God, you experience a washing, a setting apart, a justifying through the very work of God's Spirit at that very moment in time. So you were a sinner, then you were washed, set apart, and justified, and now you have a brand new identity.
Yeah.
Now you're something different. You were a sinner, but now you're something different. And here's what the Word of God has to say. But to all who did receive Him, that's anyone who has come to faith in Jesus Christ, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So we were born into this world sinners. We're born again by the Spirit into a new identity, and that new identity is child of God.
Right.
So we have a brand new identity. Why? Because we were washed, we were set apart, we were declared right in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. So who are you? You were once a sinner. You were saved by grace. Now you are a child of God. That's your identity in Christ. That's who you are. So you may be a businessman, you may be a preacher, you may be a mom or a dad or all those other things that we use as labels as far as identity, but your eternal identity is child of God.
Yeah.
That's who you are. Now, that's an identity that no one can take away from you. It's eternal, and it's representative of this new heart and this new nature that you've received in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
Absolutely.
Who are you? You are a child of the living King. Now, 1 John 3 puts it this way, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Now, the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is.
Yeah.
So the love of God that sent Jesus to die and to demonstrate the love, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. That same love has been lavished upon us in such a way that we are now called children of God. Mm-hmm. So he turned these sinners into saints. That's good news.
Yes.
Talk about a transformation. That is a transformation. So the world doesn't know who we are. It doesn't identify us as children of God. And the reason it doesn't is because it didn't know Jesus. It rejected Jesus. Beloved, we are God's children now. That's who we are right now. This isn't something that occurs when we die and we go be with him. This is true of us right now. Yeah. You are God's child right now. If you've come to faith, if you've been washed, set apart, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God, you are a child of God. And one day when Christ appears, you're going to see him for who he is, and you're going to know exactly what it means to be a child of God.
Right.
And it is going to absolutely blow your mind away. We can only fathom little bits of what that glory is going to be like mm-hmm. when Christ returns and we get to share in it.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
Right.
And like I said, it's going to absolutely blow your mind away.
Indeed. Like Bart Millard said in the song, I Can Only Imagine.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
yes,
it is basic. Yeah, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. I'm Bob Davis with Bob Christopher. Glad you're with us today. It's the Power of Eight, week 11. And again, as I said, we're glad that you're with us. Well, I want to remind you also, friends, that it's only because of the gifts of you, our faithful friends, that we're able to be on the air and online every day proclaiming this truth of Jesus Christ in the New Covenant. We hope that you'll help today by going to basicgospel.net and clicking that big yellow donate link right there. Just click that link, and we would love for you to partner with us. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Remember the conference that Bob was talking about just a while ago, September 6th, 7th, the dates for our Simply Grace conference. It's going to be a wonderful time, so don't miss it. But right now, back to week 11 of our study, The Power of Eight with Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So we have a brand new identity. We're called children of God. The love of God that the Father has given to us is what brought that about, the fact that we are children of God. And there's going to be a point in the future when Jesus Christ returns. And when he appears, we're going to be like him because we shall see him as he is. So the hope and the expectation of what this identity will bring to us at Christ appearing, like I said, is just mind-boggling. Now, being a child of God has its privileges. If you were born into a very wealthy family, say you're Bill Gates' son or daughter, just the fact that you were born into that family carries with it privileges. When Bill Gates dies, they read the will. You're going to see what that means to be a Gates. But being a child of God is better, far better, exceedingly better. And it has its privileges. And that's something that we really need to understand. Paul put it this way in Galatians 4:7. So you know, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Mm-hmm. So you're an heir. You were a slave to sin. That's what you were. You were a sinner. You were lost. But now through the grace of God, you've been saved, and now you've become a child of God, and that means that you're a son. You have full rights, full privileges within this family of God.
That's just an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it also means that you're an heir through God. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 that we are heirs, joint heirs, or co-heirs with Jesus Christ. So everything that has been bestowed upon the Son is ours as well.
Yeah.
Now talk about something that blows the mind. That blows the mind to think that you have the very riches that Christ does.
For eternity.
For eternity.
And that's a good long time.
That's a good long time. And oftentimes we don't realize it.
Yeah.
We don't realize the riches of God's grace that are ours through Jesus Christ. And we see that phrase several times in the New Testament, the riches of God's grace that have been lavished upon us in Christ Jesus. So we are heirs, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means this in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now, read that again. Listen to this again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You have forgiveness of sins. You have redemption. You have reconciliation. You have righteousness. You have all of these incredible things. You have the gift of God's Spirit living in you. You have all of this because of the grace of God. And that's going to be yours now and forever.
Forever.
So you are spiritually rich in Jesus Christ. Now, why is it that so many of us live second-rate lives as believers? How come so many of us live as spiritual paupers? And we do. We live as if God hasn't bestowed anything upon us. We get mad at God when circumstances don't go our way and think, Lord, what have you done for me lately? You know, I really appreciate that salvation thing that happened years ago and really appreciate that time that you did this. But what have you done for me lately? And you're acting as if you have nothing in Christ. Now, years ago, I've told this story. It's going to make me depressed, but I think I can get through
it,
that.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a ranch. The ministry had a ranch. We bought it from Jimmy Carter's sister. And it was a beautiful piece of property, and we had much of our ministry activities located at that. We did all kinds of conferences. Many people got their lives absolutely changed coming to conferences at this particular location. We called it Sunridge. We got to a point where we were just having to figure out ways to justify why we owned it, so we got rid of it. And several years later, the people who owned us took it away. I mean, took it off of our hands.
Right.
They came back and said, hey, just want you to know, they found natural gas on the property.
Thanks for that.
And at that time, man, oil companies were coming up and down, north to south, in the state of Texas, North Texas, along this Barnett Shale.
Right.
And they were drilling in and they were finding all kinds of reserves of natural gas. Mm-hmm. Well, they asked the new owners if they could drill on the property, and they said yes. And they found a huge reserve, and they started pumping out about $70,000 worth of profit every single month. Well, we stood right on top of that.
Yeah.
We were wealthy as far as provisions and resources that that land could provide, and we didn't know it. And the same is true for so many Christians out there. They're wealthy in Christ. They're wealthy in the grace of God.
Yeah.
They are heirs, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. They have every spiritual blessing, and yet they're walking around as if they have absolutely nothing.
Right.
Well, it's time for us to get back to the truth and recognize that Jesus saved us. He gave us a new identity. He calls us children of God, and he calls us heirs, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's exactly who we are.
Bob, thank you for these great insights in the study, The Power of Eight. And friends, if you miss any of the sessions along the way, you can find them in the archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. Also, we need your support for Basic Gospel as we bring the truth of Jesus Christ to the airwaves and online every day, every weekday. To make your gift, click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. And while you're there online, click events and get all the information for the Simply Grace Conference coming up in early September. That's the 6th and the 7th with Bob Christopher and all of us here at Basic Gospel. Again, check it out at basicgospel.net/events. And if you have a question that pops into your mind over the weekend, we encourage you to give us a call at 844-322-2742 and leave us a voicemail. We would love to address it on Monday's broadcast. Again, 844-322-2742. So until Monday, for all the staff and for Bob Christopher and me, we'd love to see you back again for Basic Gospel. As I said, we'll see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.